Utah Public Radio and the USU Center for Persons with Disabilities introduces a new segment as part of Project Resilience with contributor Mary Hears, who shares stories of carrying on during the COVID pandemic.
When the pandemic hit and social distancing became the order of the day, the Westminster Bell Choir at Logan's Presbyterian Church knew it could no longer gather to rehearse in the small basement room of the church. Undaunted, the Bell Choir director, Kathy Bullock, marched upstairs to the sanctuary with a tape measure. Keeping everyone a safe 6 feet apart meant she could squeeze 7 bell ringers into the space. She found music written for small ensembles. Rehearsals continued. So if you should see a masked bell ringer slipping into the church on Tuesday or Thursday evening, wish them well. They won't be able to put on their traditional Christmas concert at the Tabernacle this year, but they're hard at work preparing a special Christmas video.
This tip is brought to you by UPR's Project Resilience. To learn more about the project and explore more resiliency tips, visit upr.org.